Well, good morning. I'm sitting here this morning on Thursday, the 26th, recording this. And as you know, if you follow any of the news worldwide, you know that the world's in a mess. And I don't want to get into the politics of it or anything else, but I do want to touch on the spiritual aspect of it, because it's scary. It is scary, and God has not given us a spirit of fear, but we have to deal with some of these things. And we are living Bible prophecy, and I appreciate many of you who come to the church as we did the teachings on Bible prophecy and the things that are going on. And at that time, we didn't have COVID, we didn't have all this crazy stuff, but you know, the book of Revelation is God's love letter to us. And he gives us an indication. I think I might have even touched on it last week as I gave my thoughts and prayers and touched on it last week, that he has given us a way to be able to look at things in a spiritual sense and see that we are truly in a battle of good and evil. With the suicide bomber this morning in Afghanistan, and then there was news that there was another bombing, and people say, well, I don't even know if Afghanistan can be found in Bible prophecy. Yeah, it is. It's called the War of Gog and Magog. But we need to hang on to our hope, and that's what I want to just chit-chat with you this morning about, how we can overcome all this fear and anxiety that's around us, both personally and corporately and within the church of Jesus Christ. The truth is that God doesn't want us to live with fear. And I bring you good news today, because fear and worry are not new weapons of attack. As I said, we are in a battle of good and evil, the good being Jesus and the evil being the devil. And yeah, there is a real devil. And he has used all of this stuff for a long time to keep people from living the amazing life that Jesus came to give us. And we hang on to that. Jesus said, I came so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. But we're always having to deal with this stuff, aren't we? But our faith, you don't have to live under the weight of another moment of being fear. Because you know what? If we hang on to the blessed hope and something happens to us, and God forbid, we're all going to die a physical death sometime unless the Lord comes for us first in what we refer to as the rapture, where he takes the church out of harm's way. But you can be empowered while we're here on this earth and in this life to move forward in the strength of the Holy Spirit. And this is possible when you accept Christ, and I hope and pray all of you within the sound of my voice know that blessed hope that we have in Christ, and that you have a personal relationship with him, because it says that we are all new in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the Amplified Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he, being us, our new creatures, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit, the old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. And behold, new things have become because of the spiritual awakening in new life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you are created in Christ. That means that you are an overcomer in him. He is strong. So in him you are strong. I'll give you a few scriptures that you can look at for your own personal edification. Philippians 4:13. He's a conqueror, so in him you are also. And you can look at Romans 8:37. He's capable and bold, so in him you are too. Ephesians 3:12. He has peace and joy, so in him you can have peace and joy too. Romans 15:13. Now, you don't have to be stopped by fear or worry. I'll tell you what I do sometimes. the stuff on the news is gets to be so bad at 9:30 at night on the Me Network, our Green Acres comes on. And I flip it off of the news and I watch Green Acres and I have some good holy humor laughs. Because if you dwell in all this stuff, you'll drive yourself crazy. But we are in the world, not of the world, so we got to do all this worldly stuff. We can't stick our head in the ground and, you know, like an ostrich. We need to do whatever we need to do to become bold, because we are created in Christ Jesus. And He will help us move forward despite all these fears. And we need to pray for the people that don't know the Lord in a personal and loving way. We need to pray for the people around the world. God loves His creation. In Genesis 1, when He created the races and He created all the things, what did He say? He looked and He said, it is good. Now, we're not going to have a world that blows up. We sing that little song every Sunday morning. World without end. Amen. Amen. You know why? Because in the little book of Jude, it tells us about that we, the saints of God, are going to return with Him to set up His kingdom here on earth. So we got to have faith. We got to be able to deal with this stuff. We can't always be looking in the rearview mirror. We got to keep our eyes on the mark of the high calling. That is the greatest weapon against fear, is faith. Simply put, faith is the opposite of fear. I got a little placard on my desk with my name on it. On the back, it says simply, confidence. Confidence and faith are synonymous. So fear and worry assume the worst. They steal our peace if we worry and all that from the stepping into what God has called us to do, to encourage one another in the faith. And that's why I've been thinking about this today in this little recording, and I don't know who listens to it. Maybe nobody listens to it. I don't know, but the Bible tells us what we need to do. Faith does the opposite. Faith believes that God will do what's best for us and boost our peace. And it propels us forward into God's plan for our lives. Fear and worry say, I can't. But faith says that God can. That's why I like to paraphrase what Paul said in Romans 7. If we only had this life to look forward to, all this crazy stuff that's around us every day, get up in the morning, go to work, come home, go to bed, get up in the morning, go. If we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But we have to deal with this life. But we have eternal hope. We have eternal life waiting for us. You know, that small, still voice that's down in our psychic or in our belly or whatever you want to call it gives us a clue that we have eternal life. You know why? You know, this is Ralphie now. This is the book of Ralphie, chapter 11, verse 9. He lets us know that because the real you that lives deep inside this fleshly body is just as young and fresh and alive as always. But the outer body, the physical body, it gets old, it gets a little weak. I had to go to the orthopedic doctor yesterday and get a shot in my arm so that my arm would work a little bit better. You know? But the gift of eternal life, that's what we hang on to. That's the blessed hope. You certainly wouldn't want to take these old worn-out bodies to heaven, would you? Because when we go to heaven, we get our new spiritual bodies. What a joy. So no matter how big or how small your fear is in these days and time, faith in God will always overcome it. The peace that passes all understanding. There was a time in my life when I had all those fears, more than I could count. I was a chronic worrier. I worried about things that couldn't happen. Even if they did happen, I would probably still worry about them. And if they didn't happen, I would worry about, well, what else is out there? We called it in the 12-step program, recovery projection. always projecting about something rather than keeping your eyes on God. In Psalm 34, verse 4, contains a promise that we should all hang on to. It says, "This promise for you, I sought the Lord on the authority of His word, and He answered me." Focusing on God's word, I prayed in faith, knowing that God helps keep His promises, and He cares about every part of our lives. Psalm 56, verse 3 said, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." You notice that God doesn't say that you'll never fear or be afraid, because we will. We're in this physical world. It's just part of it. But when you do experience those feelings and fear, you can put your faith in God and trust that He is in control. So I'll close with this. Rather than giving in to the feelings of fear and worry, you can choose to stand firm against it, knowing that God has gone before you and prepared the way. What did John the Baptist say? That he was preparing the way for the Messiah. And then God prepared the way for us for heaven. So when you fear something, fear tells you that you can't do something. Remember God's word. And it says that you can do all things through Christ, as I mentioned, Philippians 4:13. And when fear tells you that you won't have enough, remember God's word that He will supply all your needs and riches in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. And when fear tells you that you'll never get well, remember God's word, He is the healer, Psalm 103, verse 3, the word of God. You see, faith defeats every fear every time. Well, we also want to lift up prayers, concerns, and praises. We get in the offering plate people that fill out prayer requests and different things in the service, and some people are pretty faithful about doing that. Linda Sassine for one, and Joanne, and a lot of folks, and they drop them in there, and it's just a reaffirmation. Linda was in church on Sunday, and she's dropped in the prayer request, and I think it's a good affirmation, because the one that she put in there is asking for continual prayer for Carol Painter, Julie Morgan, and the many other people. Linda is a prayer warrior. We got some wonderful prayer warriors in this church. Sandra Willis is one of our prayer warriors. Joanne George, one of our prayer warriors. And Tina Rucker and Tina Crowder Oaks. What a wonderful joy. And I'm a prayer warrior. I just want you to know I pray for our little church, and I pray for you guys all the time. But the most important thing is that we pray. Jesus taught His disciples to pray. And when He gave us the prayer that I'm going to share with you now, He said to use it for a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. And I'll close with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Pray you have a wonderful day in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.